Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 3, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing really well, Dave. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. The fall is upon us. It's starting to cool down a little bit. Things are going to progress. We've got a closing weekend in Arlington for us in the local Chicago area. Others have been closing up, and Churchill just opened, and what else has open, just been opening up? There's been other tracks.
Belmont coming off of Saratoga, and yeah, we're getting into fall racing. And the exciting thing about fall racing is that it's the setup for Breeders' Cup, which is great.
Breeders' Cup is upon us soon here. The first weekend of November.
Correct.
That's going to be around the corner soon enough here. So lots of exciting racing to be looking at here in a little bit here. So, but with that, let's go move on and talk about you visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you find all of our links, ways to listen to us, and we have all of those bases covered. Just also, be sure to join our Facebook group. The link there is as well. And we post some other stuff on there whenever we need to. Amazon Echo, make sure you're listening to us. You can ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to listen to that latest episode. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, and Steve may post some late day changes or maybe some other picks he finds. We're over 18,000 downloads now of the podcast since the beginning. We can't thank you enough. And the episode last week was over 400 times. We really appreciate you listening. Let's review what happened last week. And as far as our agenda goes, and nuggets this week, we need your suggestions. We'll talk about that in just a minute. And then this week, the graded stakes races have moved over to Parks, and we've got some 3 good races coming up there on Saturday, and we'll talk about that, and we'll wrap things up. So go ahead and just give you a quick review of last week.
Yeah, Dave. So pretty uneventful from a stakes perspective last weekend. The 3 races we handicapped. Two chucks won 2 of the races, and a long shot came in the middle leg of that pick 3. So, yep. We did have 1 top 2 pick winner. So one of the favorites that had come in, we had as a number 2 pick, and then we also had one of our number 3 picks come in as a winner. So we had a top 2 pick winner, a top 3 pick winner, but I'm not bragging about that. Those were short priced horses, and then a fairly decent paying horse came in the middle leg of that pick 3. Two-year-olds in the fall, yeah. Churchill Downs. It's quite the challenge, right?
So two-year-olds are very tough.
Yeah. So again, but that's the intent of our podcast all along was for me to go after the most challenging races every weekend, which are usually the graded stakes races. They're the most competitive, the best horses. And so overall, Dave, 284 stakes races handicapped, 125 top 2 pick winners. So we're still tracking around 44%.
Still not bad.
In terms of having the winners identified in one of our top 2 picks. And so we're still moving along well, Dave. So hopefully we've got some older horses for these stakes races this week. At least we got 3-year-olds and a little bit more maturity, a little bit more past performance information that we can look at. So though Parks is a difficult venue
in itself.
That track doesn't play. Track plays interesting. Whenever I've watched races from there, I always in my mind think, am I glad I'm not playing Parks today? So
yeah, that's right.
You've heard me say that more than once.
Anytime we're sitting at the track, watching up on the screen, oh my God, look at Parks.
Yep. But they've got some good races out there on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to them, and I'm looking forward to this card. So, anyways, Dave, that's a look at last week, and hopefully we'll find some good horses in these 3 stakes races on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. And as far as the horse nuggets, so we would love your suggestions. Steve has put together a lot of great nuggets over these last episodes since podcast has started, but we'd like to get your suggestions. You always can email us at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com or tweet us on Twitter at offthechartshr. But Steve, would you think we got to get some suggestions, right?
Yeah. You know, I actually was going to create a nugget segment today around trainer statistics. And, and though I think I've mentioned, you know, numerous times the value in trainer stats and scenarios and things. And you know, what I was going to do in the segment was just, you know, recommend to the handicappers that are listening to get themselves a good set of trainer stats. So, you know, whatever your flavor in terms of past performances are, subscribe to and look at the trainer stats. You know, the more handicapping I do over the years and the more I get myself engaged, especially in these stakes races, it's really, it's an additional, piece of ammunition that you need in your handicapping bag to have a pretty good handle on what certain trainers like to do in certain situations and whether they're setting horses up for peak efforts and how they set horses up for peak efforts. So I was going to do a nugget on that, Dave, but I really didn't have enough bullet points other than just the few things that I just said right there. So,
all right, well, send your suggestions to us. We would really appreciate it, and we can bring that up in a future segment that would you enjoy, of course. We always have those nuggets available in past episodes you want to listen as well. But get us some new fresh topics that you'd like to hear and about different angles of handicapping. So, all right, so let's go on to the stakes races for this week. Again, like you said, this is some big stakes races at Parks, and you know, the big jockeys, the big trainers are all out there. So let's dig right into it. You have a three races that you've handicapped. This is the 9th, 10th, and 11th. So you have a pick three available for you on these three races. So we'll start with the 9th race at Parks. It's 6 furlongs. It's a grade 3. It's the running of the Gallant Bob. Purse is $300,000 for 3-year-olds. And go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So you know, when I took a look at this race, I was trying to figure out, you know, who I was going to make my top selection. Yep. And after the third or fourth time I looked at it, I realized that there's a horse that I think might have lone speed in the race. And so this is a pace scenario play. So I'm going to make the 2-horse day forced. Miguel Vera trains Edgar Prado's the jockey on Saturday. This horse is 6-1 in the morning line. This horse has shown front end speed, its first three lifetime starts, produced a 92 Byers big figure the last time out, has been laid off a little bit since May, has produced some really nice workouts at Monmouth, including that one where he produced a 35 for 3 furlongs, 1 out of 10. That 35 is really fast for 3 furlongs, so I'm suspecting we've not seen the best of this horse yet. And like I said, Dave, I'm looking at the pace scenario here, and I'm not sure I see horses that I think are going to or possess the kind of speed this thing does for in terms of getting out in front. So I'm going to make the 2-horse day four-star top selection in this 9th race at Parks on Saturday.
Nice sire, too, at Take Charge Indy, huh?
Yep. Outstanding.
Yep.
Outstanding. So our second selection in this race, they're going to be the 9-horse. The 9-horse is Where She Told Me to Go. Anthony Pecoraro is the trainer. Jeremy Rose, the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. I note in the past performances, this horse has produced a 102 Byers speed figure in his short career, which is a top Byers speed figure. Anytime you can get a 3-year-old produce a triple digit Byers speed figure. I also note that we have 2 sub 12 second eighths of a mile in that last race at Laurel, which Jeremy Rose was on the horse. Rose has been on this horse the last 3 times and has won the last 3 times with this horse. So 3 in a row with the same jockey with a nice, you know, triple digit Byers speed figure in the past performances. And with those, you know, shows a nice burst of speed. Also, it doesn't look like this horse has to be too far off the pace to show that kind of close. So might get a nice stalking trip here and might be one of the horses coming after our horse on the front end. So let's make the 9-horse, Dave, Where She Told Me to Go, our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the Four Horse. The Four Horse is Engage. Engage is trained by Chad Brown. Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. And this is a Woodford Racing horse, so note that's the ownership. We get third off the layoff. We get a horse that produced a 1-0 buyer speed figure off the layoff, and then looked like bounced in the Allen Jerkins, went down from a 101 to a 95. I've mentioned many times on these podcasts that I like to play these horses right back after they've bounced off a peak effort, because that's exactly what happened. They bounced off a peak effort, so it means that they might come back now and run, you know, either another peak effort or an outstanding performance. So it's not uncommon for horses who are second off that peak performance to bounce in their speed figure, for their speed figure to go down, because, you know, it was such a maximum effort the last time to produce the kind of speed figure they produced. So I like third off a layoff. You know, Chad's doing no wrong. Grade stakes race is 24%, and Jose is 28% when he and Chad team up. So let's make the Four Horse Engaged our third and final selection here in the ninth race, Dave, at Parks on Saturday. So to summarize, ninth race, Park Saturday. Our selections are 2, 9, 4.
All right, we'll move to the 10th race. This is the big race of the day here. It's a mile and a 16th. It's a grade one. It's the Cotillion, $1 million purse for filly three-year-olds. And go ahead and give us your picks.
Very nice with the pronunciation, Dave. Very, very impressed with that.
Cotillion?
That was very good. That was very nice. Our top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 5 horse. The 5 horse is Separation of Powers. Previously mentioned, Chad Brown trains, Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line, Dave. You get Chad Brown, 10-1 morning line horse.
Interesting.
In a graded stakes race. This horse is also coming off a little bit of a layoff. I have noted that from that race on July 8th to the race on August 4th, there was an 11-point jump in buyer speed figures. So I like that improving, trend. So, you know, a little bit of a layoff, nice workout at the Saratoga training track there, August 24th, 2 out of 30. I also have noted that really nice Tomlinson for this distance, 405. We get a nice three-year-old filly here with a top trainer, top jockey. And I don't think we've seen the best out of this horse. This horse is certainly has been racing in top company, racing in a bunch of graded grade one stakes races. So let's make Separation of Powers, Dave, our top selection in the 10th race. And then we're going to go to the horse who I hadn't pronounced probably accurately for the first 4 or 5 times, but we are going to make the 2 horse Monomoy Girl our second selection. Brad Cox trains, Florent Giroux the jockey. This horse is 3-5 in the morning line.
What a record.
Yep. 9 lifetime starts, 8 wins and a second, has a bullet workout there under her belt September 9th at Churchill Downs. Has, you know, won, what is that day, 5 in a row with Giroux. I started kind of doing some analysis around the buyer speed figures in this race. It looks like it's probably going to need, you know, a mid 90s to upper 90s speed figure for someone to compete with Monomoy Girl, which is kind of why I made the selection I did on the 5 horse, a horse that's got a chance to improve and did improve 11 points from the previous buyer speed figures. So any nice improvement, I think Separation of Powers might be able to be there, but certainly I don't think it'll be a surprise to anyone if Monomoy Girl wins the race. So let's make Monomoy Girl the 2 horse, our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, I'm gonna take the 4 horse. The 4 horse is Wonder Godot. Mark Cassie trains, Johnny Velasquez the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. I look back at that race, though it was on the Poly, June 9th at Woodbine, and I've noted that Wonder Godot was only half a length off Monomoy Girl. And in other races where Wonder Godot has raced against Monomoy Girl, she hasn't been that far off. You know, Cassie took a run at the Travers, raced against the boys, and, you know, got beat up pretty bad last time out. That always concerns me. You know, considering the psyche of these horses and when they get beat up like that when they're a nice horse, when they, you know, when the boys trounce the girls in situations like that. But I have noted there's a couple of nice workouts there coming off that effort, and Cassie, you know, brings this horse right back in another graded stakes race. So I'm assuming that that all systems are go. Also, you know, this is another this is a rider switch back to Velasquez, who seems right. like he's had pretty good success with this horse. Though, you know, I'm sure there wasn't anything I-Ride could do the last time in the Travers. So let's make the four horse Dave Wonder Godot our third selection in this 10th race at Parks on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, our selections, race 10, Parks on Saturday, are 5, 2, 4.
Okay, and then the big race is actually the 11th race. 11th race is a mile and an eighth. It's grade one. It's the Pennsylvania Derby, and it's a purse of $1 million for three-year-olds. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, so what we got here, Dave, is we have a lot of horses that were on the Derby trail.
Right.
And horses that raced in the Derby and Triple Crown races. It took a little while in this race as I was looking in and going through it last night. And I think what I've landed on is the horse that, is probably the horse that I think is likely going to win. So let's make the two horse, Dave Hoffberg, our top selection. Bill Mott trains. We've got I-Rad Ortiz, the jockey. This horse is 3-1 in the morning line. This horse certainly has been training well. Take a look at those workouts at Saratoga. Yeah. And interestingly, that Mott throws blinkers on this horse, which is not so, you know, it's kind of surprising to me coming off a 5-length victory the last time out. But I don't see a lot of early speed in this race. It wouldn't surprise me at all if I-Rad, with the addition of blinkers, would have this horse more on the muscle, and we might find this horse on or near the front end. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you know, there's a lot of improvement here from a buyer speed figure standpoint, and maybe this horse is just sitting on a monster effort. So let's make the two horse Hoffberg our top selection in this 11th race. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 10 horse. The 10 horse is Bravazo, who I have picked before as a top selection. We got D. Wayne Lucas as the trainer. Luis Saez is the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line, third off the layoff. Bullet Work there at Churchill Downs on September 10th. These are the kinds of races that D-Wayne usually can step up and have his horses, produce a big effort. Certainly the workout pattern and the days off a layoff from a third off the layoff standpoint, my sense based on the workouts and based on third off a layoff, I would think this horse is going to be coming into a peak effort. So let's make the 10 horse Bravazo our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, going to be the 8 horse. The 8 horse is McKenzie, Baffert trains, Mike Smith, the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. He has a pretty nice workout there at Santa Anita on September 17th, 47 for 4 furlongs, 2 out of 70. It did produce a 101 buyer speed figure the last time out. I remember that race at San Felipe. There was a lot of bumping and grinding going on there in the stretch. There's handicappers that like horses with fight. I'm not a big fan of horses with fight. Yeah. I like horses that run away. I don't like horses that wait for competition and battle with competition. And I like horses that I feel have the right burst of speed and can extend the lead. And when you push the button, they go.
Right.
These aren't prize fighters. These are horses.
Right.
So, you know, fighting is for prize fighters. So yes, it's admirable when a horse has fight and grit and digs in and wins by a head and wins by a nose. I prefer my horses win by 3, 4, or 5 lengths. Yeah. So that's kind of how I feel about McKenzie. Nice looking horse. Certainly has, nice past performance, but, a race like that last one though, it took place in March, can take a lot out of a horse. So, the training pattern looks pretty good and Baffert's got a nice workout in McKenzie there in September. I think this horse will get overbet based on the connections and
exactly.
I don't really want to make this
horse Baffert
a top pick. So Dave, race 11 at Parks on Saturday, my selections are going to be 2, 10, 8.
Well, the other factor you have to take into account too is traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast. That's a long trip for McKenzie, right?
It is. It's a long trip, but you know, that being said, Dave, I don't know if there's a trainer on the planet that does that effectively than Baffert.
Oh, so, of course. Yeah.
So when Baffert brings his horses east, you know, you're fighting against that because he's not coming out there for the plane ride. He doesn't need the
he doesn't need
the mileage plus miles.
No,
so,
he doesn't.
But
I know that's one of the angles you always look at
It is. And you know, your point's well taken in the fact that McKenzie really hasn't traveled out of Southern California yet. So though Baffert's really good at it, we just don't know how the horses are going to react. Though he seems like he must have a methodology,
right,
and a way of shipping that is effective. But because, boy, he comes out east and steals a lot of big purses, you can remember with West Coast and some of the other horses he's brought out to just take the money. So, you know, though, you know, there's nothing here that knocks my socks off in terms of making this horse my top pick. So I'm going to make this horse our third selection.
No, I agree with you too, because that race was tough. I mean, both the horses were battling, so it was tough. So I see your point. So,
yep.
All right. Short and sweet this week. We appreciate it. Be sure you're coming to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com, and you know how to get to us as far as that goes. Get on our website. On Twitter, please follow us on Off the Charts HR. Any podcasting updates, any race day changes. We did have one as we recorded last week, and there was a scratch right after the show. So if there's any changes, we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll make sure those get tweeted out to you. And again, I mentioned it earlier, if you have any questions, you want to send us email, especially if you have a suggestion for a horse nugget segment, make sure you use our email address of questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, do you have any other closing comments before he closes out?
No, Dave, I'll see you tomorrow. We're going to
enjoy
the last Saturday of Arlington Park tomorrow. So we'll go out and sit together and watch all the stakes from across the country and have a good meal and enjoy, you know, each other's company and some of our other cappers
some cappers will be behind us. I think I bet.
Yes, they will. They will.
Don't be chirping.
It's always a fun experience when we go out there. So
that's what we'd like to do. And that's how we bring this to everybody. So you can enjoy what we provide for all the handicapping on this podcast. So, anyway, appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.